Good morning, everyone. You're just in time to hear about my friend. He's the strongest friend in the whole wide world.
Why, thank you. What a kind thing to say.
I wasn't talking about you.
Are you saying I'm not strong?
You dropped your cereal bowl trying to carry it to the table this morning. You tripped over the dog and you broke the milk jug. How strong could you possibly be?
Well, now I'm sad.
You're still a good friend. It's just that I wanted to tell the boys and girls about my other friend, the one who's the strongest in the world.
This had better be good.
Well, you know that when I was younger, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even stand without friends to hold me. Of course, my friends couldn't hold me all the time, so I spent a lot of time just sitting around.
Oh, he sat a lot. He sat by the market and by the temple gates. We all felt sorry for him, but we couldn't carry him all day.
The worst part is that I couldn't even help my family. I couldn't work to bring home food. I couldn't work to bring home food to eat.
Sometimes when he sat by the market, people would throw money at him. That just made him feel worse.
I felt very small sitting there with my head about as high as other people's knees.
I bet some of our little friends now how. I bet some of our little friends know how that feels.
But I knew I wasn't ever going to be able to stand up tall and walk with big people and work for my family. It was sad.
But all that changed one day when two strange men came into our city.
There I was, sitting as usual, reaching out my hands, begging for money. But the men did not give me money. A man named Peter reached down, took my hand, and spoke the most amazing words to me.
He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
Yes, that's what he said, and a miracle happened. My legs suddenly felt strong. I clutched Peter's hand and he pulled me upright onto my feet. I stood straight and tall.
He was positively leaping and praising God.
"In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." That's what Peter said. Jesus had given me the power to stand, and I wanted to shout it from one end of the city to the other. It didn't matter that I couldn't see Jesus. I knew he was listening to me as I jumped up and down and shouted, "Thank you, Jesus!"
That was a wonderful day. Now I understand why you were talking about having the strongest friend in the world. You were talking about Jesus.
Exactly. Only Jesus could heal me that way. And only Jesus can heal us from sin and death, and even the power of the devil.
That's the kind of friend I want, too. Jesus, our best and strongest friend.
Our Bible words for today are from the book of Psalm. That's in the Old Testament. Psalm 75 says, "We give thanks. People tell us. Our Bible words today come from the book of Psalm. That's in the Old Testament. Psalm 75 says, "We give thanks. People tell of your wonderful deeds." Let's say that together. We give thanks. People tell us of your wonderful deeds. Maybe the big folks in the pews can give us a hand. All together now. We give thanks. People tell us of your words. Our Bible words for today come from the book of Psalm. That's in the Old Testament. Psalm 75 says, "We give thanks. People tell of your wonderful deeds." Let's say that together. We give thanks. People tell of your wonderful deeds. Maybe the big folks in the pews can give us a hand. All together now. We give thanks. People tell of your wonderful deeds. Very good.
And now it's time for our friends to head over to Sunday school to hear more about God's wonderful deeds.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.